Part 1, Elliott Lake Minor Hockey Presentation. Acting President's words painted the picture. Almost every seat in the public gallery at City Hall was filled last night as Council heard a presentation from Lara Hooksley, Acting President of Elliott Lake Minor Hockey. During a 12-minute presentation, delivered without visuals except word pictures, Hooksley presented a description of the impact of the arena closure on the club's members and the community. And the word pictures were impactful. Even Hooksley, reading from a prepared statement, was required to pause more than once to maintain composure. Following a brief introduction, Hooksley told the council that the club is united and standing together. However, Elliott Lake Minor Hockey is not confident that we will be able to sustain this any longer. A pause followed. Then continuing, she described a survey the club conducted. We asked to hear from our members in anticipation for tonight's meeting. We had an overwhelming 57 responses. The first survey question asked how minor hockey positively impacted the players and families. Members' comments included, fostered civic pride, a sense of belonging, not only to a team but to our community. And she described other benefits of minor hockey, social, physical and mental. And skills development of teamwork, confidence, self-esteem, and lifelong friendships. Hockey is an integral part of our families and our children's development. It is heartbreaking to watch everyone lose hope. Travel expenses for the trips to Massey for ice time are creating financial hardships, at times crippling families, as they try to maintain their players' attendance in the program, she said. The travel is now in its second year. The cost of gas, maintenance on vehicles, and increased spending on food out of town, as well as additional costs for sitters at home, were all cited. And so was the cost on family time. Time with grandparents, siblings and extended family. And hazardous winter driving conditions, creating stress. Children's education is being affected as they are not even home long enough to complete homework and players are very tired the next day going to school. The negative impact is starting to outweigh the positives, for most members, Hooksley said, then paused. A lot of families would move, and the rest would disengage. The club's last question to members was to determine their ability and willingness to continue. Only 5 members said that they would continue, regardless. 5/10 would have to seriously consider remaining in the sport. A lot would move and the rest would disengage, she told the council. Noting that the parents of hockey families are in a wide variety of careers, mining, education, healthcare, social work, policing, and others, Hooksley said that some members would relocate, to ensure their child is engaged in what they love. She also described the organizational structure, affiliations, and volunteer positions that are required for a minor hockey league to exist. Then the day-to-day operations begin. Amazing efforts and generosity. Citing amazing efforts and generosity, Hooksley described how the team grew in numbers this year. She said it demonstrated to our community strength and highlighted the generosity of those who have donated and believed that our city is capable of restoring our arena. An ask and recommendation. Hooksley reminded council of the city's mission statement that Elliott Lake is where the quality of life is continuously enhanced. And of the considerable efforts the club has made to keep minor hockey going. We have done what was asked. Now we turn that back to you. We ask you to make hockey possible again for our children and their families in this community. Advisory Committee. Citing the procedural bylaw section. Criteria to form a new advisory committee, Hooksley recommended that, for future projects of this magnitude involving any city infrastructure, an advisory committee be formed of professionals and members of the public with appropriate knowledge and skills. She closed. Forming such a committee to oversee projects like this would be beneficial not only to council and city staff but also to the general public and taxpayers. Story tomorrow, Council's response.